Yeah, hello, who is this? Welcome to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Big thanks to Bridie Tanner for the mornings before us. With me is Bernie Bolgi.
Good afternoon, wider Sydney and wider world. Hope you're having a lovely day.
Mitchell JC.
Hey guys, it's so great to be back. Thank you for having me.
You've been in Taiwan.
Been in Taiwan. Yeah. Yep, Taiwan. I've been in Taiwan for two weeks.
A little
bit
of an accent now.
Almost. Doesn't it feel like it?
We'll be talking about that in a little bit. But first,
so foreign back here now.
What's up,
Pauline Hanson? You heard about this in the news?
Oh, what's this?
No, what? No.
Pauline Hanson was spotted campaigning for her political party, One Nation, the other day. While visiting a local Bunnings store, she was offered a snag from her famous barbecue, their famous barbecue. Hanson replied, "No thanks, I just hate." No thanks, I just hate. No, but seriously, folks, New South Wales Health are urging people to delete the Tinder app.
Oh, how come?
Delete the Tinder app, that dating application, you might have seen it. After it was revealed that the app may be responsible for the sexual transmission of diseases.
Ah.
Party membership in communist China has hit an all-time high this month. What's motivated the growth? Analysts have speculated. They say it looks good on a resume, and you're less likely to have your organs harvested and sold to the family member of a party official. Might have seen that in the news. And in finance news now, Bitcoin was at its highest ever yesterday. It was seen slouched on the lounge watching old Seinfeld episodes, eating cheese pizza roll-ups, Doritos and Nutella. What a sight. The banks must be trembling. I've seen that on the news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And with chatter about raiding Area 51 circling the internet, we, Robbie's Modern Life, would like to quell some of the curiosity surrounding Area 51. So, backed by the full authority of the FBI, we assure you that we are turning your kids gay with vaccines, Tupac and Biggie are still alive, dinosaurs caused the moon landing, and aliens are real. Ladies and gentlemen, with the full authority of the FBI, I assure you, aliens are real. Might have seen that. Anyway, all right. Now, we're all kidding, folks. All jokes aside, it's a huge show today. We're so glad to have you with us. A new pay-what-you-feel restaurant in Newtown has opened up with a controversial menu that has got people talking. I can't wait to delve into that.
Delve right into that. Yeah, well, this, also the CEO of DVDs is apparently making an executive decision to add another V and another D on top of the already confusing acronym. The new name for the popular movie disc DVDs will surely catch people's tongues just like it's caught mine all over the country this week. Try not to get caught out. We have a full report on the DVDVD name change later on in the show. That's from DVD to DVDVD.
Bit of a tongue twister there. Mitch is back from Taiwan, of course. Welcome back, man. And oh, boy, thanks, man. Do you have some stories to tell. Spoiler alert, they might involve squatty potties and or spooky ghosts.
Yeah.
And Bernie, you're also back from Splinter in the Grass. That was a bit of a stitch-up last week. It's good to have you here. We'll be talking about that later. And Ice Age 7 has released its first trailer featuring a very cute new bunny rabbit character. We spoke to the voice of Sid, John Leguizamo. He's pretty happy with how the movie turned out.
And what's okay to joke about? We'll clue you in to some of our algorithms and social media discourse monitoring tools used to determine whether something is soon to be funny or going fast out of fashion in the comedy world.
And hangovers, they suck, don't they? The drinks are up and you said some dumb stuff you regret the night before. We're counting down the top 10 consumables that will get you back in the game and over that pesky hangover. The top 10 hangover cures, which involves Many different things. We've got a lot of ways to get rid of that headache. So stay tuned. It's a big show.
Absolutely. And we also heard from you on our Facebook page, Robbie's Modern Life, commented on a post there. We'd love to hear from you on the text line as well, 0409-945-945. After a night on the Terps, what's your favourite hangover cure the next day? Yeah, and man. Also, we'll be getting that into that in a moment. What? But first, some wonderful music. It's a beautiful Christian playlist today. Christians Rejoice. We've got a playlist just for you.
Amen.
Today. Last week, we took the Mickey a little bit out of the Bible. We sort of looked at the typos in the Bible. But today, this week, there's a bit of a change of pace, and we're looking at the music that makes that religion great. So without further ado, let's get into it. This is Heaven by Live. You're on RML FBI Radio. See you in a moment.
You don't need no friends. Get back your faith again. You have the power to believe. Another dissident. Take back your evidence. It has no power to deceive.
Boss, thank you so much for this job. I really appreciate it. I won't do you any wrong today. Just you point out what you want me to do and I will absolutely do it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good to see you're pepped up and ready to go, Trenton. Look, first things first, we need to load this ute up. So if you could just grab whatever the panes left over there, just be careful with them, and then load them up onto the back of the ute.
Yep, of course, boss, of course, no worries. So this pane over there, all good, okay. Thank you, next. Easy. Thank you, next. Shit, boss, I'm so sorry.
Trenton?
Shit.
Mate, I asked for one simple thing. Just put the pane of glass on. For crying out loud, now we're going to have to get a new pane here.
That's my mistake, boss. I'm so sorry about that. It won't happen again.
Look, I hope not, Trenton. I'll let you off this time, but look, you need to focus in this line of work, so please.
I'll focus, boss. I will. I really need this job. I'm so appreciative of it. Thank you.
You're going to have to take your iPod out. You're going to focus from now on, all right?
All right, will do. Okay, now, what else do you need me to move?
RML on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Thanks for being with us. We were at a barbecue a few days ago. It was pretty awesome. Me and you, Bernie, we loved it. Rachel's barbecue.
So good. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Mitch, you weren't there. You were over in Taiwan, unfortunately. But let's just fill you in real quick. It was a lot of fun. We had sausages on the barbecue and
chicken
ciders,
wings.
Ciders.
Yes, ciders, of course. Mitch, I'm sure you had a lot of FOMO about that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would have loved to have been there, boys. I mean, Taiwan was balmy as all hell. It was amazing.
Well,
experience.
We were at the barbecue, so...
Yeah.
While you're in Taiwan, we were at the barbecue.
Yeah.
Because we're good mates with Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel's like our best mate. We love to go to our events.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I would have loved to have been there, but I was in Taiwan. Like, the flights over it, they're like nine and a half hours, and the culture's very different and very interesting, quite cool. I like a lot of the foods that I saw there and, interesting people that I met. But I would have loved to have been at Rachel's.
Yeah,
well,
there's
for
a lot of interesting, a lot of interesting characters at Rachel's barbecue.
Oh, hey, do you have any cool stories?
Yeah, we'll
get into it later, Mitch. But, look, speaking of food, it's time now for meat eaters to rejoice. Bernie, you know about this one.
I'm
Mitch, not so much. There's a new restaurant. There's a new restaurant in Newtown. You might have seen it. It's
New
serving
Town.
Up the rarest and wildest game meat imaginable for a pay-what-you-feel price. Now, you might know Lentil as anything. It's a great restaurant in the area. You pay what you feel.
Yeah.
This is a similar model, but they serve primarily game meat. So, it's a pay-what-you-feel or pay-what-you-think-it-deserves model of dining experience. It's not often seen generally, and Often dominated by franchises that offer vast quantities of cheap slop that can be dished out on mass to customers who guiltily pay more than the meal's worth, there has long been a gap in the market for a boutique or classy eatery with a menu of no set price. And Goodwill Hunting, which is the name of this one, has finally filled that void. This place is great. It serves game meat meals for whatever you think it's worth. We'll show you where the restaurant is located and a little taste of the hot and priceless debut menu, starting with some of our favorites and their descriptions. Bernie, you went here recently.
Yeah,
did you try the beef jerky? Or?
Yeah, I had little tastes of many of the things.
Right.
And my wallet was a bit light on afterwards. No, just kidding. I didn't pay. I couldn't afford to pay. But it was a good experience.
So pay what you feel.
Pay what you feel. Salt preserved strips of rabbit jerky right up the top of the menu here. These are delicious. I haven't had lunch, guys. I'm salivating the lips thinking about it. These strips are dry and unmarinated real rabbit, hunted locally in Des Moines and expertly taken down with clean eye socket shots. These rabbit strips are safe to eat and they are delicious. I'm telling you that much.
Oh, God. That's got me salivating at the mouth, Bernie. That must be so dry and delicious, and to know that it's sourced locally. That gives a big thumbs up from me.
Ethical
that gets one.
Thumbs up.
The marinated pheasant spine, that took my fancy. That
you are
caught
vegan,
my eye
man.
Immediately.
Yeah.
I am, mean? But I made an exception.
This is your one thing.
This
it?
Is my thing. Pheasant spine is my thing. Look, I'm just going to read it straight off the menu. It looks amazing. I want to try this. The crunchy vertebral column of a pheasant is said to contain high levels of protein and calcium. Interesting. After being marinated for several hours, the aroma of the hunt itself can be smelled. So the rest of the bird is discarded. It's got just mentioned underneath there, but yeah, I'm keen to try that.
So that's like a brothy kind of, like, it's in a broth, I assume?
I think it's served on like it's iceberg marinated. Lettuce. So I think it's like... I think it's just a long,
delicious
pheasant strip of spine.
Wow. They also put
crunchy.
Salsa over the top. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah.
They've also got meat strips. It's sort of just assorted strips of meat. That's what it says on the menu. And, you know, you never know what you're going to get when you choose that one. And
so that's a mixed bag.
Back straps.
I always enjoy.
Meat strips.
Clean skins.
Back straps.
Yeah.
Also got salted mole skin, which is preserved. Mole skin is, of course, chewy. And being preserved toughens the meat further. It is stringy and similar in taste to echidna, so sure to satisfy lovers of that familiar wheat meat. And this one is also taken out with a clean shot to the eye socket.
Always good to hear that they have clean kills, and that's important. You don't want fragments of bullet in your meal.
No, absolutely not.
The last thing. So they use, I think, some longer sniper rounds that sort of pierces the meat and doesn't shatter upon impact.
Another good meal is the Roadkill Rodeo. It's a creative name there. It's a combo of meat salad, wild Aussie coyote. You wouldn't believe it. There are coyotes in Australia. And red dog. So I think that's dingo or something.
Mm-hmm. That is quite a combo, isn't it?
And a mix. It's like a seafood basket.
I think that one's on a skewer as well. Mixed up. I am quite
feel.
A fan of... Yeah, you know, usually I'll eat sort of in the vegetarian realm, but I'm okay to generally eat pests, and that's why I'm a big fan of the clubbed cane toad roll. So that's packed with mayo, lettuce, tomato, anything you might find on your regular Vietnamese roll, but packed with cane toad that's been clubbed to bits.
So usually, if that was any other animal, I'd be thinking, clubbing a rabbit, I probably wouldn't be okay with that. But cane toad is excusable, I think, because of its pest status.
They're a pest. That's why the other bit on the menu is great to me. Cane toad portobello. So this is mashed cane toad on a spit, served dripping on a large portobello mushroom.
I can't even picture
Rob, you can't even keep yourself
works.
Together. You're salivating at
the salivating at the lips, boys. All these things on the menu are so fantastic. Mm. And the best bit is that they pay what you feel. This is a new... A restaurant in Newtown. It's called Goodwill Hunting. Do head along.
Yeah.
Now, we are, obligated to tell you as well that there are a variety of game meat diseases. So, there are game meat diseases that are associated with consuming this meat. So, wild game meat may carry a variety of diseases that can be contracted by consumption if not cooked properly. So, while Goodwill Hunting makes every effort to cook you things thoroughly, it is required by law that we disclose the potential risks with you now as well. Potential diseases as a result of game meat consumption. E. coli, so these are foodborne bacteria that can cause severe illness. This illness can also be acquired directly from contact with the animal and its feces. So symptoms include severe diarrhea, some bloody and painful abdominal cramps. The illness usually resolves in 5 to 10 days. Severe cases can lead to destruction of red blood cells and acute kidney failure.
Yeah, because I feel like I've had that for ages now.
Sorry?
What?
What? I just, those symptoms.
Yeah. Right.
Sound familiar.
Okay. You're going to want to watch out for salmonella as well. Bacteria here is caused by, causes illness by reproducing in the digestive tract. Can be acquired directly from animals or from eating their meat. This is a big red flag for Goodwill Hunting. Symptoms include headache, muscle aches, diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal cramping, chills, fever, nausea, dehydration. The list goes on, usually 6 to 72 hours after ingestion. So start the clock after you've had a meal at Goodwill Hunting and just see what happens.
Just monitor yourself. The best thing you can do is take some precautions and be safe and just monitor, those kinds of things like abdominal cramps. And
the next one's a lot more likely though, Mitch, isn't it? It's the one's a lot more likely to happen.
So the next one is pretty likely as well to occur. Lou Gehrig's disease. So this is an amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, it's also commonly known as, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, or motor neuron disease, is a progressive neurological disease that causes the neurons that control voluntary muscles to degenerate. So that can be a bit of an issue. It's traditionally caused by various genetic mutations, but Lou Gehrig's disease is also thought to be contracted through poorly cured meats that are riddled with metal. So dangerous metals can also induce this particular condition.
Those that are worried about that are cautioned to avoid the shotgun rabbit and the antler salad. Lastly here, Parkinson's disease, aka the meat shakes. It's a progressive degenerative neurological condition that affects the control of the body movements. It causes trembling in the hands, arms, legs, jaw, and face. Neurons in the brain gradually breaking down or dying is the main cause of this condition, but some studies are beginning to show that it may also be caused by copper and other alloys not being removed from meats before consumption.
Really? I never thought that.
Yeah. So that's those strange. That are wanting to avoid that when you're dining at Goodwill Hunting.
It's delicious though. Forget about it. Look, that's all legal BS.
That's just legal.
Just forget all that.
There's only like a 15 to 20% chance that any of this is going
to
happen.
We're obligated to say, do avoid the shoulder-clipped reindeer or the arrow-through-thigh badger. And the antler salad is said to be riddled with all of these. But don't let that fool you. Goodwill Hunting is a great pay-what-you-feel restaurant.
Ethical.
And we urge you to head along. If you have been there, let us know what you think. And have you been on the Terps over the weekend? We'd love to hear your hangover cures. We'll be getting into that in a moment. Do text in on 0409 945 945. You're on FBI Radio with RML. See you in a moment.
How good was Rachel Barbie?
Yeah, Rachel Barbie is great. We're getting into that moment.
Will have you completely enthralled. Thrift store, wings, same love, can't hold us, downtown, white privilege too, Brad Pitt's cousin, Kevin, me or mine, make the money, 10,000 hours, the heist, the list goes on and on. Prepare to be immersed in the gritty white world of these two hip-hop greats, as reimagined by the supremely talented New Caledonia Youth Orchestra for 7 unforgettable hours this September. For more information and to grab tickets, head to www.sydneyoperahouse.com/same love.
That looks fantastic. RML right now on FBI Radio. Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell on the dial. Thank you so much for being with us.
No problem.
Rachel, our good mate, had a barbecue over the weekend for a few mates. We were lucky enough to be invited. Her events are always a smash hit. You know, we love going to them. They've got delicious food, awesome company.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a delight to see Rachel. Yeah. She's such a legend.
Yeah. She is such a good mate. I mean, always going out on a limb to help us out, Rob and Mitch. You're obviously, well, we didn't see you on the weekend, but you're obviously a good mate as well. She once babysat my dog for 4 weeks straight. Can you believe that?
That's so nice.
That's so insane.
That's unheard of. Yeah. I love that.
She's also a party girl. I got to mention that back in.
She threw a party on the weekend, do you?
Yeah.
There, but
no,
that's okay.
I couldn't. Taiwan, damn it. I couldn't come.
No, you were in Taiwan. No, she must have had huge FOMO.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you introduced me to her, Bernie. Like, you know, it's been awesome knowing her. She's your high school mate, but yeah, it's been really cool knowing her, I think. So.
Yeah.
I wish I could have made it.
It was a really good barbecue.
You're in Taiwan.
Yeah. It's fine. You were in Taiwan. That's fine. But it was a great barbecue, man. You would have loved it. Obviously, it's always a joy to meet all her interior decorator mates. Her boyfriend's a landscaper, as you well know. It's always great to see him. He's got the best stories of cleaning out the pipes of fresh concrete.
Chris, such a legend.
Concrete, that sort of thing.
I think her brother's like a financial planner as well. He's always there.
So many good stories. They've always got so many good stories. I love it. I just love going to events that they hold because they've just got stories out the wazoo.
Did you guys get to play charades again?
Yeah. And Twister.
We did Twister as well.
Every party. That's always
so fun. We had the big
Jenga.
Big Jenga.
Yeah,
be like life-size Jenga. So
I missed out. I can't help but think that I feel like I've missed out. You know.
Well, Mitch, don't worry. You had a big excuse. You're in Taiwan, so
you're all the
totally
way in Taiwan.
Enough.
It's 8-hour flight away.
It's fair enough, huge. Man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I was just watching movies, and like the whole time I was just thinking, oh man, I could have been at Rach's. Like, yeah, and being over there, you know, the food was amazing. I might have told you already, and all of the I just had so much fun. Look, should I just tell you a little bit about Taiwan?
Let's go into it. I mean, the barbecue was great. We'll get into that in a bit, but Taiwan.
Yeah,
Mitch,
I
want to
hear the stories. I want to hear the stories from the barbecue.
They're still there. Don't worry. We're going to hear this story about Taiwan.
Look, let me tell you a little about Taiwan. A little bit about it. Taiwan is a true food paradise. Even the smallest stall in the street, which has no proper seating besides a couple of plastic chairs, may serve you the most delicious meal. When you ask to have it taken away, you will get in a neatly prepared disposable paper box without questions.
Did you write this?
Yeah.
Did you? You've got a little diary.
No,
there.
It's a little diary. It's from my diary. Yeah,
travel.
For those of you listening at home, Mitch has just pulled out this small diary.
Pretty small. It's like a little travel one.
It's in your top pocket.
Yeah, it's like a little travel one I can pull out and just sort of pen down my thoughts while I travel, so I like that. The best place to sample Taiwan's famous street fair is one of the many famous night markets in Taipei, or juiced about... I was pretty tired when I wrote this. Or just about any city across the island. For a cheap price, you get to try some best snacks and discover one of the biggest passions of Taiwanese people, their food.
Wow, that's great, Mitch.
Yeah. So I've also got a clip of me having a pretty cool interaction, just sort of traditional, authentic one, with one of the locals who was a passionate foodie in the incredible land of incredible food, Taiwan. So go ahead and hit that, Bernie.
Some of the most exotic fruits I've ever seen.
Ni hao.
Hi.
Tomatoes? Okay.
Mango.
Cool. And this one?
Mango.
Mango as well. Wow, it's exotic. This looks good.
Uh-huh.
And this one?
Kiwi.
Kiwi? Yeah. Kiwi fruit. Wow. Wouldn't find that many places. One kiwi fruit, please. Thank you. Getting authentic interactions with the locals, and I'm having the time of my life doing it. Cheers, you. Bye bye.
All right, cut. Good work, team. Take five and be back in your positions for the night market scene. We're doing well. Right on the clock. Grab yourself a coffee. And Andy, take off that hat, please. You can't take that outside. I'm okay at the moment. Thank you. In a couple of hours. Okay, we're doing quite well. Mitch, are you finding this okay?
Yeah. Everything's good. Good. Thanks so much, Mac. Just quick though, do you think, is that going to be enough?
Mitchell, with a budget like yours, anything's possible. Let me tell you.
Okay. That's good, man. Look, I'm happy to pay whatever. I just need it to sound like it's Taiwan, man. That's all I'm asking.
Mitchell, hear one thing out of my lips. If I can convince the goddamn United States of America and the whole world at large that three bozos flew a plane to that giant rock in the sky, a.k.a. the moon, then I can do anything.
Okay. No, that makes me feel heaps better, Mac. Thanks, man. I need it to sound like I'm in Taiwan. I can't stress that enough.
Mitchell, it's no problem. But can I ask you one question? All of this, the soundstage, the actors, the props, all of it just to get out of some lousy barbecue?
Mac, mate, I'll pay you an extra G to never ask me questions like that again, okay? Just get it done. That's all I'm asking.
Sounds like a deal, Mitchell. I won't bring it up again. Positions, everyone. Andy, grab the hat. What, man?
Mitch. Which recording did I send you, Bernie?
Mitch. I'm flummoxed.
That is damning.
Can you... what did I say?
That send? Is damning.
Mitch, Mitch, was that...
If we okay, could hear
I'm just
that
trying
right.
to understand. Was
that at a soundstage? Was that...
That was me in Taiwan.
I think the jig is up, man.
We heard the whole audio. We heard the whole interaction that with director person.
No, it wasn't a guy playing some... That was an authentic interaction.
Mitch,
with
what
one
the hell?
Taiwanese
you faked
locals.
Going to Taiwan to avoid going to Rachel's barbecue.
Look, boys,
your
I got a...
good friend. Our good friend, Rachel, you didn't go.
Look, boys, I got to come clean about something. So I didn't really go to Taiwan.
We just heard the recording, right?
You faked it.
Oh, I need to come clean before you guys hear anything.
How much money did you spend on that?
I don't know, man.
What's wrong with you? You're flinging cash.
Had a whole clam.
Out of Rachel's barbecue. She's lovely. Her boyfriend's.
I know she's lovely.
Her boyfriend's great. Her interior decorator mates. That's
oh
so fun
god, they're so boring. Oh man.
What? Mitch, you can't say that.
No, I love them. I do. I love her. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry, boys. Don't tell Rach. Don't tell Rach about this, man.
You just said they were boring.
Yeah.
They're our friends.
Her mates, not her. I love Rach.
Well, while you were faking this whole thing, we were at the barbecue.
We were at the bloody barbecue enjoying ourselves, thinking you were in Taiwan.
Don't make me feel worse than I already do about this. I mean, like, what was it like? Did you even go?
Yeah. What do you mean? Of course we went.
Yeah, of course we went.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where's the
proof that you went to the barbecue?
What do you mean proof?
Why do you
asking us for proof?
I don't know. Where's the Facebook group? Where's your comments in it?
Well, we recorded it.
Do you have anything to prove it?
We recorded it.
Yeah, we recorded it.
It was fun.
You haven't told that there, or?
You haven't told me a single story about it.
Actually, Rob, no.
Bernie, just play the audio, man. We went to Rachel's barbecue. Bernie,
Rob, I haven't edited.
Yeah, we recorded a little thing. Bernie, you just play the audio and...
Rob, no, I haven't edited.
This is us at Rachel's barbecue. Mitch, you're about to have egg on your face, man. This is us at Rachel's barbecue.
Oh, shit.
Hey. G'day. Yeah, stand up here.
Reckon this will work.
Huh? Yeah, I probably... Yeah, definitely. All right. Just get it right up.
I think it will. Sausages.
Yeah, I'm cooking them up here.
Ooh, don't burn the onion.
Hey, Bernie, how you going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, right. I'm just cooking up these sausages.
Rachel's barbecue.
Do you want some onion as well?
Yeah, I'd love some.
All right, I'll fry that up too. So nice for Rachel to have us around for this barbecue.
Yeah, so good. It's good to see everybody here. Good vibes.
It's a shame Mitch couldn't come.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder where he is. I hope he's enjoying Taiwan.
I really do hope he's enjoying Taiwan. But... It's just a shame that he couldn't be here because we're having the best time at this barbecue.
Charlie, how you going, man? Good to see you.
Yeah, good, man.
Grab a cider. I brought a bunch of ciders for everyone. You can grab them out of the cooler if you like.
Oh, sick.
Everyone loves ciders. All right. These sangers are probably done. Everyone gather around. I've got a bunch of sangers here if you like. Grab yourself a cider as well. And,
Christine, good to see you.
I brought dessert as well, so you can have that as well if you like. After the sayings, of course. line up in a nice orderly line.
I'll have one with just the onion, please.
Yeah, sure. No worries at all. I'll just dish this up for you. Hey, here's to Rachel. Thanks so much for having us.
We're going to have to layer those. We're going to have to layer those.
Yeah, I know. We'll layer it back anyway. Cool. I reckon that'll convince him. Yeah, sweet.
So this will convince him that...
We're at the barbecue.
We're at the barbecue.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. So we're not going to have to go. Is that right?
Yeah, fuck that. No way. Yeah, definitely not going to that.
Not going to that barbecue.
No way.
Sucks.
Yeah, I hate Rachel.
Man, I was trying to tell you.
Bernie. What was that? You're supposed to edit that.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to say. I didn't have time to edit it.
See, now I'm mad, boys. What? That doesn't sound like you went to the barbecue at all.
No, Mitch, we didn't.
Rob, I've never seen you even man, but that's fake.
Mm. What?
That sounded fake as hell, man.
Yeah, Mitch, no, we didn't go to the barbecue, you're right.
You said you were going to edit that.
Rob, there's no use anymore, man. We just got to fess up. We all, look, at the end of the day, we're all in the wrong, aren't we?
At least I spent at least 15 grand on mine. What did you guys do?
Wasted 15 minutes.
Wasted 15 minutes and didn't even go to a good friend's barbecue at the end of the day.
Look, man, I'm sick of this charade. Rachel sucks. Her mates suck. We hate going to events. That's fine. Oh, shit, she might be listening.
Oh!
God, let's play a song. FBI Radio, this is RML. See you in a moment. Oh, shit!
Trenton?
Yeah, man, what's up, boss? I'm happy to help. What do you
need? Look, you don't need to stand so close to me.
Okay.
We need to get that ladder moved.
Yep.
If you could load that on the back of the ute, but be careful of the 8x10s.
Yeah, just
lying on the back of the wall there, so just be careful of those. Please.
Yep.
Thank you, Trenton.
Yep, I'll do that right now. Thanks. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see sights all over you and I think to myself, no, oh shit!
What the bloody hell have you done, Trenton?
It's just my fault. I've been clumsy, boss. I'm so sorry.
Clumsy? You got to be more than clumsy to make that happen, Trenton. What's going on, mate? You listening to your iPod again?
Look, boss, I tell you, it won't happen again. I'm so appreciative of this job and it will not happen again. I'm so sorry.
Look, Trenton, I'm going to give you one more chance, okay? If we have another incident today, I'm going to have to let you off. Is that clear?
Three strikes and I'm out, boss. I know the rules of baseball. I'm happy with that. I'm so appreciative of this job. It will not happen again.
All right, Trenton, hop in the ute. We've got to go to a job.
RML on FBI Radio, Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell in the studio. Thank you so much for being with us.
Even if you're hungover at home... Oh, yeah.
You want to sing along to this one, won't you?
We all know what it's like. You have one shot, two shot, three shot, hit the flipping floor. Tequila freaking shot, right? White Russian, vodka, whatever it is. We've been there, we've done that.
Okay, we beat it.
Beers, cider, wine.
Fill up a swimming pool and jump right in.
Oh boy. Oh, sometimes you just need to throw up.
Hey, forget all that, fellas. We got the top 10 hangover cures for you right here, right now.
Yeah, that's right.
We've all had a hangover before. We all know what it's like.
Oh, God, yeah. You say something stupid. You don't know where to go from there. And then the next morning, you feel bad. You got a headache.
Mm. You wake up with a bit of a hangover. And you know what? Some things are better than others in terms of helping that hangover feel a little bit better. That's why today we've got the top 10 list of our best hangover cures. We also heard from you on our Facebook page, Robbie's Modern Life. Do text in as well if you have any. 0409-945-945. Our top 10 spot. At the 10 spot, Bernie, we got the classic.
Oh, the classic. It just scraped in there. We weren't going to put it in, but we had to because it's the classic. This cure involves something which I'm sure we've all tried at some point. The bacon and egg roll. 9 a.m. in the morning, right after a night of heavy drinking. This one is tried and true. With the combination of the egg and bacon smells scientifically proven to evaporate the alcohol in your body through your nose. Did you know that, guys?
Didn't know that.
Wow. Get all that bad stuff, all that bad juice, that juju out of my body quick. Thank you to the bacon and egg roll. But coming in at number 9 is the orange drink. So on a good day, there's nothing like a tall glass or orange drink. Of orange drink to kickstart your morning. But when you seem to have seen better days, the timeless orange drink will be there by your side. So consume anywhere between 2 and 4 tall glasses of an orange drink of your choice upon waking up and help your hangover be gone in no time. The beauty of that is that it usually is comprised of up to 30% actual orange juice.
Yeah, depends on the orange drink. Yeah.
Depending on the orange drink.
It does. What I do if I'm having a big nut on the terps, vodka, tequila, wine, cider, beer, more. I'll have a bit of orange drink and a pre-prepared bacon and egg roll by my bedside.
So 10 and 9
so
together. Smart.
So I go to bed and when I wake up, groggy it's as cold, hell. I can just roll over.
Man.
Smash that shit. That's so good. It's a cure for me, but you know what else is a cure? At our number 8 morning, spot, Rob. Coffee up.
This one's
from
good.
Orange to jet black. This next hangover cure is one for the coffee lovers out there. That's right. You'll be pleased to hear that knocking back a few cups of Java will deliver a victorious KO to your pesky hangover. This one works well for city slickers who live near coffee shops or those amongst you who have the ability to pour some jitter juice into your cup at home. That's why it's reached our number 8 spot. Number 7, Bernie, we got the sweat it out method.
Sweat it out. This one is for the more daring amongst you. When hungover, a lot of people can be forgiven for not wanting to do any physical exercise at all. But working up a little bit of a sweat, or a lot in this case, can be beneficial for your hangover. The best way to get a sweat on is to hop on a treadmill, hit the top setting, and start sprinting your heart out for at least 30 minutes in a garbage bag. The secret to really getting good sweat on, however, is to place your treadmill outside on an incline of at least 12%. This means you'll essentially be sprinting uphill, a cheap and easy way to fix your hangover.
Oh, love man. It. Yeah. Get the running machine in your room as well. Just like you said with the bacon and egg roll, Rob. You know, morning you is going to be thanking night you.
But this next one is incredibly effective. Mitch, it seems to be you're getting the hangover gone for free almost.
This is basically a 100% effective method of treating a hangover. So for this next one, you're going to want to believe, you won't be able to believe just how easy it is to get rid of that nasty groggy headache in the morning. Simply place a plastic outdoor chair in your shower under where the water would distribute, ramp up the hot water and take a seat under the steam. So that's directly underneath where the water is spurting from.
Just under where it distributes.
Yeah, just under where the water would spurt out of the wall. Okay. You're going to want to be placing the seat under that quite gingerly. So this one is much easier than the sweat it out method because all you have to do is take a leisurely seat in the shower, essentially, like you were saying, Bernie. Be careful not to fall asleep from over relaxing for this one, as you will be super calm and zen and may get drown, some scalding burns and drown.
Now, after a big night on the terps for me, I feel like shit the next day. I've got a hangover, that's right. Yeah. And I absolutely need a cure
you
for that.
You do get hungover.
Oh, shit. I've been drinking too much for sure. That's why number 5 spot in our top 10 hangover cures on RML is the cognac amnesiac.
Ooh, what's that, Rob?
This one might seem a bit counterproductive, but as the best of us know, a dosage of the fleece of the hound that took the bite will do the trick when attempting to heal your condition. For this one, you want to sink 2 glasses of fine cognac at 2 separate points in the morning, one really early before you wake up fully, roughly 2 hours before you want to properly wake up, and another with breakfast, hopefully with a lovely bit of Java jitter juice.
Oh, how good.
Just suck it all down.
Yeah, you got to remember to set an alarm for that one. You sure do, don't you?
That's good. Early. I think that one's for the early birds, probably. A lot of hungover people do sleep in, so the cognac amnesiac might not be for them.
That's right.
We have some stuff here coming up, 4, 3, 2, 1, which works at any time of the day, really. So
that's right.
This one's called the Oily Chip Pizza Kebab. When we're at our worst, sometimes we just need a little soul food to get us feeling chirpy and feeling our best again. And an oily chip pizza kebab certainly hits the spot. Saucy deep fried carbs and the cheese dripping in oil will send you to hangover cure heaven. And don't forget to tip.
Don't forget to tip your kebab vendor.
Yeah.
What I'm interested, I don't know how that one works exactly, but essentially they just get the chips and they put it into some kind of pizza base. Is that what I'm understanding?
It's just chips, pizza, kebabs.
Simply in one.
Oily as you know.
That's going to work and that's going to get you up, but probably not as well as number three here, which is asphyxiation.
Okay, so- we'll be getting into that in a moment, Mitch. I think we've hooked them there. Our top three and also special mentions for hangover cures is coming up after the break.
Ooh.
Plus, we're going to be looking at your texts, 0409-945-945. How best do you get rid of your hangover? Mm. Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBI Radio. We've got a hangover. That's for flippin' sure.
Yeah.
Christians rejoice. This is a beautiful song for you. It's called Fight on Fighter. It's by For King and Country. See you in a moment.
I was there on the day that your world changed. You were scared, unprepared for the heartbreak. Everything you knew faded out of you. Stole a piece of you. If I could, oh, I would be a hero. Be the one who would take all the arrows, save you from the pain, carry all the weight. But I know that you're brave. Fight on, fighter. Don't let anyone steal your fire.
Righto, Trenton, we got to go to a job. Can you back the ute out of the shed? I'll meet you on the street. Okay, Trenton. Trenton.
What?
Trenton, we got buddy 10 minutes to make it to this next job. So if you could back the ute out, I'll meet you on the street. But whatever you do, please be careful of the panes of glass lying either side of the driveway.
Yeah.
They're not ours.
No worries. All good. Yep. I'm sorry about before, boss.
Look, it's fine. Okay, I forgive you. It's all good. I'll meet you out on the street, all right?
Okay, where are the keys?
Yeah, Trenton, look, just to reiterate, there are five panels of glass on either side of the driveway backing out. You're going to have to get someone to spot you. I don't have time. I'll meet you out on the street. But it's a tight fit, so please, they're not our panes of glass. Make sure do not run into those panes of glass because you've got one strike left, buddy.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Please,
boss,
you're going to have to drive it straight and true.
I've got plenty of experience driving utes. You don't have to worry about this one, boss. I'll guide it out with safety and ease. Onto the street. We'll get this job way in time, I reckon. All right, cool. Where do you have the keys at all, boss?
Yeah, Trenton, hang on, give me a sec. Here you go.
All right,
catch.
Yep. Oh,
for fuck's sake, Trenton, how did you manage that?
Oh, I'm so sorry, boss. I didn't mean to. I'm just clumsy. I've never been good at ball sports. Tennis is.
How
sort
did
of
you
my,
manage that?
I'm okay with tennis. If you put a racket or a bat in my hands, I'm okay. I can't do the catching.
Get out of my shop, man.
I'm so sorry. Please, boss. Please, I beg
get
of you.
Get out of my workshop.
Please, boss. Please. I'm so sorry.
Look, I don't want to see you again. Get out of my shop.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, do you still want me to back the ute up?
No, of course not, Trenton. Get out of my sight.
Okay, fair enough.
RML on FBI Radio. Robbie, Bernie, and Mitchell in the studio. We got hangovers. That's right. We got munted on the weekend, on the turbs, shot, hit the floor. I can't remember a flipping thing.
I can't say my name anymore.
What is my name? Got a text on 0409-945-945 saying, boys, I'm hungover as a horse, but don't want to get out of bed. Any tips? Well, you've come to the right place. Right now, we've got our top three hangover cures. At the number three spot, we've got asphyxiation. Grab a jumper or thin wire and tie it around your windpipe. Then make a twist at the back so that the ends of the wire wrap around each other. It doesn't need to be a particularly strong knot. You just want to be mildly cutting off the blood flow to your brain, which will quickly get you alert. Wanking while asphyxiating will put your brain straight in fight or flight mode and make that hangover go bye-bye.
That's disgusting, but it could work. This next one, Mitch.
So the previous ones have all been pretty standard hangover cures, really. Looking at orange juice, orange drink, some bacon and egg rolls, coffee up. And we're getting into the more grittier stuff, like asphyxiation. And this next one's not a personal favorite of mine, but it does get the job done, and that's getting pegged. So essentially a plunger type effect gets you to focus less on the sick feeling that's going on in your body and more in one sort of in your lower regions, so specifically in the ass region.
So getting pegged, it's kind of like a plunger type effect, Mitch, and it gets you to focus less on the sick feeling and more on a sick feeling up your ass. So then that makes the hangover go bye-bye, toot sweet. Yeah. Bernie, number one spot right now. Best hangover cure, the number one spot. What is it?
Punch something dangerous. This one's pretty self-explanatory. You just want to go ahead and punch something dangerous that could kill you. Here's some ideas for dangerous things to punch. Snake. Racist, they've got to be built muscle wise.
A built racist, you want to punch them out.
Yeah. So like a roided up racist will sort of
Bengal do it. Tiger, gym junkie, live wires. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah. The list goes on. I mean, a general rule of thumb is anything that you feel like you shouldn't punch, punch that, punch and that'll generally help.
You'll get jolted right away.
Yeah. So, man of war, jellyfish, smack that right in the gob. Heavy machinery, a great white shark. To build upon the previous one, a racist shark.
I don't know if they exist, but if they do,
hit one right in the face.
Punch him if you're feeling hungover.
Giant magnet, a teetering bookshelf, a rickety bridge over a boiling lake of lava.
That's ridiculous.
Lava, magma, punch a hornet's nest, used needles, e-waste.
The queen,
bio-waste.
Bio-waste.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
I'm not punching him.
If you can find
what?
It.
Careful of things that punch back, and that includes Dwayne.
Yeah, I'm not
Dwayne.
Punching him.
A black mamba.
He's a sweetie at heart.
Saltwater croc. US Marines? Oh, geez, I'm not punching them.
Or a decorated army veteran. Now, here's our honorable mentions for hangover cures. These didn't make the list, but they are certainly
thanks for texting them in.
Yeah, thanks for texting them in as well. Yeah, we love that. Go ahead.
So we've got join the army. That's always a good one to perk you up. Fall in love. That's a beautiful one to do it. Yolk sauce. Listen to live music.
Go and see
a favorite
gig.
Of mine. Yeah,
yeah. That's a good gig, yeah.
Yeah, support the scene. Thick protein-rich smoothie. What else is there, Bernie?
Big pie. Go to the zoo, lots of water, maybe another beer, haha. Thanks for texting that one in, guys. Do a tax return, maybe. Do a Sudoku. Determine how much sabbatical you get from work.
Blended
that'll
egg.
Wake you up.
Hire a fake kidnapper 2 years in advance so you forget. Yeah. Convince yourself you're dying.
Whoa.
That'll use get you up fast.
Use a Zoingo Boingo for a whole day.
I wanted that one to be on the list.
Drop an anvil on your genitals.
That hurts.
And ladies, sit this one out. Chop your balls off with a rusty cleaver and live stream it.
That'll get your hangover cured.
Yeah, it might win your competition.
Ladies, you might want to sit that one out.
Ladies, sit that one out.
Drive a car really fast. Maybe buy some new sneakers, then burn them and inhale the smoke. And and Bernie, you love this one. Skateboard off a cliff.
Yeah, that one. That one's terminal. I've never tried, but I've always thought about doing it when I'm hungover.
That's right.
Straight to the head.
Didn't we have some that were written from our friends?
Yes. Thank you so much for getting in touch.
Thank you so much for getting in touch.
Regarding this.
The other document, right?
If you just scroll across there, we've got a few there. Thanks for getting in touch on our Facebook page, Robbie's Modern Life on Facebook.
Do you want to read them out? I don't have them here, guys.
Yep.
We're just finding them. Thank you so much for getting in touch, though, regarding this.
Robbie's Modern Life is the name of the Facebook page. Go ahead and like that. Do you have it there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. So from Rick Legier, we've got a probiotic drink as number one. That's the number one option. Number two is water with lemon / cordial, 1 liter. So thanks for getting in touch on the Facebook page regarding these. Number three also, though, is 2 espresso. And
that's all part of Rick Legere's
Who are some other ones?
Idea there. Oh, the last thing, he says one bevy to get it all happening. Yes.
Oh, yep, true.
Matthew Lucas says the Yogo M&M mixes. Josh Coxon, KFC Ultimate Box, hands down.
Oh, so true.
I'm thinking,
so true.
I think he means hands down the box there.
We've got Andrew Merrifield. Force out at least 1 or 2 spews to give yourself a fighting chance. Then have a hot, oily meal to absorb the rest of the residual terps. So this one's backed by science. Then swear you will never drink again. Until tomorrow.
Love that one.
Sweat it out.
And finally, Tom Lord says KFD Zinger Box.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for getting involved and thanks for being with us. We've got to get out of here really quickly. Yep. Bernie, thank you.
Thank you. See you later.
Mitchell, thanks.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
I've been Robbie. You've been listening to RML. Stick around for lunch with Christy Mofazzel.
It's going to be epic, I heard.
This is another song for all you Christians out there. It's called Waiting on the World's Changes by John Mayer.
Oh, yes.
See ya. Listen back online. Bye. Thank you. Wonderful day, wonderful week. See ya.
So happy to be back.
Yeah.
You could turn this one like up a little bit.
I'll turn it up.
Thanks.
I want to hear it across the street.
You're not going to hear the whole song though, because
Christy's
got to be in here.
Christy,
come into studio.
How do we put the song on for the next part?
Hey.
Is she waiting behind the door?
When you back now, come on through now. Christy, the studio. Coming to the studio.
Lunch is ready for you.
Christy's a friend.
Is Christy doing lunch 1 to 3 o'clock?
Come on through to the studio, Christy.
We warmed up the seats for you.
We don't have the means. Get our will above and beat it. So we keep on waiting on Christy to enter the studio.
We keep on waiting.
Christy,
Here she is.
Come on through. Thank you.
When we're standing.
Christy, how are you going?
Well, thanks.
Awesome to have you in the studio.
I got lunch up next.
You're doing 1 till 3 today, is that right?
Yes.
Fantastic. All right.
We'll do an official hangover. I said hangover.
We'll fade up the song now and we'll let you to it. Thanks, Christy.
Fade it up. Leave the mic on one.
Yeah.
Because when they own the information, they can bend it all they want.